This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido continues to try to rally Venezuelans and other countries to his side and reject the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido already has the support of the United States, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reaffirmed.
We're here to urge all nations to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state. The humanitarian situation demands action now. It demands action today.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also pledged support.
Israel joins the United States, Canada, most of the countries of Latin America, and countries in Europe in recognizing the new leadership in Venezuela.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro insisted Sunday the military is on his side as he watched military exercises using Russian-built rocket-propelled grenades and anti-aircraft machines. President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says that he believes the president will move forward with another government shutdown if Democrats do not seriously negotiate Mexico border wall funding within weeks. To Fox News Sunday, this is a chance for Democrats to see if they believe in border security to thwart illegal immigration and stop the flow of illicit drugs. But Mulvaney said the U.S. leader would secure the border with or without Congress, including by declaring a national emergency if he has to. The stalemate over border wall funding is what led to the stalemate and caused a 35-day government shutdown. Meanwhile, some of the people most affected by the impasse, federal workers, could soon receive their first paychecks. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.